Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that's guaranteed to showcase your business and enhance your personal brand. With billions of people online, our publication takes you beyond the internet and moves you to the front of the line. Today's show is sponsored by
Dr. Lynn Lofton, owner of Elite Chiropractic and Wellness, located at 4487 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. Dr. Lofton believes that everyone deserves the opportunity to have optimum health through chiropractic care. Her desire is to create a better community, one spine at a time. Her services also include holistic care, nutrition, weight loss, and more. Tell her that Spark Plug told you to call. Her phone number is 404-228-6370. Remember, when it comes to chiropractic care, Dr. Lofton has your back.
Welcome back to the show. We have a natural-born talent on the show today. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Atlanta interior designer and seamstress, Ms. Tawanda R. Fair, about six questions to ask before hiring a seamstress. Our guest today is an Atlanta native. She is a naturally gifted interior designer and a celebrated seamstress who will lovingly turn your home decor dreams into reality. Today, she is the founder and CEO of Touch a Class TRF LLC, a custom drapery company. Tawanda specializes in interior design, creating beautiful custom draperies, bedding, and furniture upholstery. We are so honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know Business Guide Network of first-class professionals, Ms. Tawanda R. Fair. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, good morning. I'm excited.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
All right. All right. Well, you know, Ms. Fair, we know you are extremely busy, so I want to get right into it. Is that okay? Is
that
okay?
That sounds good.
All right. Well, Tawanda, you say that the first question that a potential client should ask before hiring a seamstress is, how long have you been a seamstress? Why is this question so very important?
Well, it's very important because sometimes you can talk to people, they come in for an interview to be hired, and you say, how long have you been sewing? They say, well, I've been sewing all my life. I said, okay, well, what does that mean? How long have you been sewing long enough for me to feel like it's okay for me to hire you in my establishment? Well, my grandmother taught me how to sew when I was a kid, and my granddaddy bought me a sewing machine. Well, I'm one of those people. My grandmother bought me a my mother bought me a sewing machine. My grandmother taught me how to sew, too, since I was a kid. So with that being said, I should have the experience in sewing from a child, if I've been sewing ever since I was a child, or if you've been hired somewhere previously where they taught you how to use certain skills in sewing. Sometimes people get confused. So when I hired somebody before, this lady, I hired her, she said, I've been sewing a long time. I've been in this business a long time. I said, okay, well, we're going to have to do a sewing machine test. And she said, okay. So she said, well, what does that mean? I said, well, I want to know how well you can sew straight on a straight stitch machine. I want to know how well you can use a blind hemmer machine or a serge machine. So I took her and I let her do the test. Well, to be honest, the sewing wasn't that good. She couldn't sew quite straight, and she never used the blind hemmer machine before. And a blind hemmer machine is a machine that hems the bottom of a drapery. It gives it, it closes it down, make it flat, make it where it won't fall down, the hem won't fall out. So, and then I tested her on a serge machine. She didn't quite know what a serge machine was. So for me, that kind of made it difficult for me to hire her because she didn't have enough skills to sew. You know, as far as sewing straight, as far as using the sewing machines, she didn't know how to use the different machines, but she had been sewing all her life, she said. So you have to be careful when you tell somebody, I've been sewing all my life. You have, may have. If you was like me as a kid, I was sewing as a kid, but I used a needle and a thread. I didn't quite sew on a sewing machine until I got in high school. So And I was one of the best seamstresses they had. I started high school in ninth grade. I was an advanced sewer. I was supposed to be a beginner sewer, but because I had been sewing all my life, I was able to, and trained, I was able to use different machines. I was able to use a hand needle with knowing how to sew clothes. You know how you close off? Well, you don't know. You ask me. So how you sew blind hemming by hand opposed to blind hemming by a sewing machine. It's two different things. You got to know how to do both, though. You need to definitely know how to do both. So for me, I've been sewing all my life. I was a childhood seamstress. I actually sewed my doll clothes by hand. You know, my grandmother gave me material, and she would teach me how to sew on a sewing machine, and I did that, and I had fun doing it. And that's when I realized I had a passion for sewing. That's when I realized sewing was exciting to me. It was fun to me. I was able to be creative. So you have to be able to be creative as well. So for me, and then in high school, my sewing teacher, she was my she was really advantage to my sewing. She taught me how to sew wedding gowns. Her sister was getting married, and I helped her make her sister wedding gown. That was the first time I ever sewed a wedding gown in my life, and I thought that was the biggest thing I could ever do. So I got into sewing wedding gowns. I got into sewing clothes. But as time went on, I decided that that wasn't for me when I got into doing interior designing, which was in 1998, I got into doing interior design. I got a job working at R. Hopkins & Company, drapery company, and that's when things changed for me. So now I switched from sewing clothes to doing draperies and all this other stuff, pillows and all this other stuff. So that made it exciting for me to be able to sew what I do now. I love it.
All right. Well, secondly, you believe that a potential client should ask a seamstress, are you passionate about what you do? Tawanda, how does passion show in your work?
Passion show in my work because that's really what it is for me. That's a good word, passion, because when you're talking to someone, when you're hiring someone, you want to make sure that they're passionate about what they do because they're going to be cautious about what it looks like. They're going to be careful about how they cut it. They're going to be careful about making it look well enough for the client to say, oh, my God, I never could imagine it looked this good. So for me, passion, you can love something, you can like something. But if you got a passion for something, you're going to make sure you do your very best. You're going to go all out the way, even on your worst day. On your worst day, I don't care how bad that day may be. The next day, you come back and you refresh yourself, and you're like, whew, let's just get back to it. You love it. If you love something, you have a tendency, or like something, you have a tendency to not like it or not love it. You can fall out of love with something, or you could not like something anymore. But if you have a passion for it, I don't care what you do. I don't care what life throw you. You can always go back to that, and it give you that comfort. You know for sure this is what I'm supposed to do. And for me, I'm definitely walking in my purpose. So I would tell anybody, I don't care what nobody say to you. I don't care what people tell you can't do. If you got a passion for something, you do everything you can in your power to stay focused, and you reach that goal. Block out the noise. And for the most part, you got to pray. You got to have a relationship with your Creator, and that gets you where you need to be more so than anything. So for me, I thank God for the gift that He's given me because it's a gift. I'm grateful to be able to walk in my purpose, and I want everyone to know that you can walk in your purpose. Believe it. That passion you have, push yourself. Be confident in what you're doing. Be confident that you can do it no matter what happens, no matter what no one say. You keep going. And that right there, when I get somebody in my face to say, I want to work and I'm excited, I'm passionate about what I do, I look at their personality too. I can see that you can see the passion in somebody. You can tell the way they talk, the way they carry themselves, the way they speak about what they're excited about, what they're doing. That's when you know I got the right person. I can hire you because you're going to make sure that whatever it takes to get it done, you're going to do your best at it.
All right. Well, the third question, you believe that potential clients should ask the seamstresses, what makes their work stand out amongst others? What do you mean by stand out?
Well, stand out, because sometimes you can think stand out mean more so than people just saying, well, can you do this? And they can say, yeah, I can do that. Well, how do you do that? How do you make this look different from what someone else does? A lot of times the designer wants to be able to create something different. It can be a simple thing like a valance. I'll say a valance. Some valance is straight. But if you put a curve in it, that makes it different. If you put trim across the bottom, or you decide you want to make it a little bit more modern and put a flange across the bottom, you want to do something different. Even with I make headboards. So with headboards sometimes, you can do a simple headboard where you just do a straight across the top, straight across the bottom. Well, sometimes you want to be able to put a wave in it. You want to put a design in it. You want to shape it different. That's what makes your work stand out a little different from other designers sometimes, when you can really put a curve on something simple to make it look like it's yours.
Well, Tawanda,
I heard that.
Okay. Well, testimonials are important to you too. So why should a potential client ask a seamstress, what do their clients have to say about them?
Well, because you want to know what is it that your clients see valuable in you that makes them, that make their dream come to light. You want to know, what do you feel about your designer? How well do they serve you? How well do they hear you? How well can they listen to your ideas and say, okay, I can create that for you. I can make that look that way for you. How do you do that? You got to hear. You have to pay attention. And a lot of times you have to pay attention to, if you're at the client's home, you have to pay attention to what they have around them. Look at their house. Look at how they dress. You can tell by their attitude sometimes. You want to know, how do I do that? How do I pay attention to what you want? And that's what made the client say, you know what, you pay attention to me. You get it. And I appreciate you. You are one of the people that I appreciate and I thank you, because you hear me and you're not just giving me something that you want me to have, trying to sell just your idea. You want to give me what I want. But if you have to put a curve on it to make it look better, then you're willing to do that. And the clients appreciate that.
All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with the founder and CEO of Touch of Class TRF. LLC,
yes.
Ms. Tawanda R. Fair. Well, moving on, Ms. Fair, why is it so absolutely necessary for the potential client to ask to look at some of the seamstress's work?
Well, because you want to know who you're giving your money to. You want to know if you can trust this person with what you're asking them to do. You want to know if it's okay to hire this person. What does your work look like? How do I know that I can trust that you can do what you say? Well, you want to see it. Sometimes believing it, you got to see it. So I encourage, you should want to see what a designer have to what they've already done, what they have in their portfolio, so you can refer back to see. You may want to choose some of those things, and they may want to put a little curve on it. It may not be exactly what you want, but it's an idea of what you want. So you definitely want to know that you can trust the person that you're giving all your money to, and you're giving all your ideas to, and your dream thoughts and all your wants. You want to be able to trust this person and say, you know what, they got it. I believe in them because that is great. That is immaculate. I like the way they did that. I like their work. I like their ideas. I like how they put that together. Definitely want to be able to do that. You definitely want to be able to refer back to something, because a word of mouth and what you can visually see makes a difference. It is everything.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you something I like about you, Miss Fair. You love to use the word dream a lot. When did you start bringing people's dreams to life? You mentioned that earlier. When did you first start doing that?
When I was, honestly, when I was in high school, when I did that first wedding gown, that's when I realized, because that's being in a wedding and having a wedding and being a bride, that's a dream. That's a fantasy world, you know, and that's a bride. The wedding, really, to be honest, is for the bride. I'm just going to say that. Guys, no shade, but it's true. So you definitely want to be able to, for a bride, that's huge. You want her to feel like she the most beautiful thing in the world. So to be able to pull that off, especially when you got a Brazil on your hands, you want to be able to pull, you can pull that up. I'm just telling you, you got a Brazil on your hands, you want to do everything in your power to make her happy. So what I did, I switched it. I switched roles. I switched from being in fashion design to interior design. Now my idea is I got to be able to make these people draperies look what amazing. So when you walk in their house, somebody walk in their house is like, oh my God, who did that? Who made those for you? And you can say Tawanda Fair at the Draper Company at a touch of class, TRFLLC. That's what you want to say. That's what I want you to say. So somebody come in your house and they see this nice headboard. You're like, oh my goodness, girl, where did you get that headboard from? Tawanda Fair at a touch of class, TRFLLC. She did that. That's what you want them to say. And that's how you want people to feel. When they walk in somebody's house and they see your work, you want them to be like, wow.
You know something, wow. I love your words. Bringing the dreams to life, amazing, wow. Those are really words that really sell what you're doing. That's beautiful.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm a simple girl, but I'm always a wow girl. I'm a classy girl. And, you know, you got to be classy, stand out, and you don't have to say much. You know, so people say wow when they see you. They don't have to say wow when they hear you.
All right. Well, before we give out your contact information, let me ask you this question. This is the final question. You believe that a seamstress should offer a free consultation. Why?
Well, because you always can depend, and I'm going to be honest with you. So with that, it's kind of tricky. It's kind of tricky. So when you offer a free consultation, honestly, what you should do is if that client decide to use your business, you take that off. If you do have a consultation fee, and a lot of us do, and I'm going to tell you why you should, because if you is going to someone and you're doing a consultation, you're not sure if that person is going to use you. You're not sure about that. So you have to use your gas and your time. Everybody's time is valuable. Remember, time is valuable. Their time is valuable and your time is valuable. So what helps to make it more, I'll say, more of a gift to your client, a courtesy to your client, you take that off of their bill. Once, if they choose your business, you take that off of their bill. And that give them, that lets them know, you know what, you care. And you're not out here just trying to get money. But you have to consider the time. So all the time is not what you call free. It's how you give it back to the client as a courtesy to say thank you for using my business. Take that off. It's okay.
Well, Tawanda, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell our listening audience why you decided to advertise your business in Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide.
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Well, I have to say first, I have to thank a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, Karen Hines, attorney Karen Hines. I want to tell her thank you because she introduced me. And it's good to be able to pay it forward. And she'd been in this magazine for years. And she paid it forward by giving me this information, and she encouraged me to do this. And I said, thank you, Karen. But I'm going to tell you, I wasn't sure. And then I got that call from Mr. Spark Plug one Friday. I was so excited. I just knew this was a dream. But no, it wasn't. So I was so excited to get this call, and I said, you know what? I look in this magazine, and I see all my brown-skinned people. All my brown-skinned people, and we are doing it. We have businesses. We are not on the bottom anymore, considered on the bottom. We can show people that we have gifts, we have talents, and God has blessed us to be able to share our gifts with the world. And I am so grateful. And so for me, it is a pleasure and an honor to be featured in this magazine, People Magazine. Spark Plug, you the bomb. I just want to tell you, thank you. You have walked me through this process, and I can say thank you and thank you and thank you. When you sent me my card, I was so excited. I called. I don't know if I text you or called you, but I know I said thank you so much for considering me. You know, I think it's good to have gratitude. Some people don't have that. Some people take it for granted that you can be, you know, someone will offer you an opportunity on a platform such as this. People take it for granted. Well, I tell you this, I don't. And you should not, because no one has to give you an opportunity. No one has to give you an opportunity. I don't care how much talent and gifts you have. You have to be grateful. And you have to tell God thank you for people like Karen, attorney Karen Hines and Spark Plug.
All right. Well, Ms. Fair, we definitely look forward to you being featured in the next edition of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Well, you can definitely reach me on my Instagram at A Touch of Class, TRF. You can also reach me on my Facebook page, Tawanda Fair. Inbox me, message me. You also can email me at TawandaFairTRF@gmail.com. Please contact me. If I can help you, I promise you I got you.
All right. Well, Ms. Fair, your Instagram page is so beautiful. Would you be so kind to give that information out one more time for your contact information out one more time for the slow writers out here like me?
On my Instagram, you can reach me at A Touch of Class, TRF. You can inbox me on my Facebook page at Tawanda Fair, and you definitely can reach me through my email, atouchofclasstrf@gmail.com.
All right. Well, Ms. Tawanda R. Fair, one of the classiest ladies in Atlanta and the founder and CEO of Touch of Class, TRF, LLC, thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
And I thank you for having me. It has definitely been a pleasure, and it's been fun and exciting. And you have a great day on purpose.
Oh, Ms. Fair, before you leave, may I ask you one more question?
Of course.
Will you promise to come back again?
I promise you I'll come back as long as you have me back on this show. I'm excited about being able to give somebody some tips on something that can help them, whatever it takes to get us out there. To let people know that our brown-skinned people, we out here too, and we can make a difference in your life.
All right. Well, I'm going to hold you to that, and I look forward to having you back on Spark Plug Radio again, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on people doing big things in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. To view the digital version of People You Need to Know Business Guide, please visit sparkplugpr.com. If you'd like to find out how you can be a guest on our show, please give us a call at 770-460-5995. I want to take a moment to thank my production team for doing another superb job behind the scenes. And thank you for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, This is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.